Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Good morning. It is Friday. Happy Friday. This is the Kim Pagano Show, and this is not Kim Pagano. This is Marcia Hively, and I'm in for Kim today, and I'm here with Christine Olson.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
And Jacob, who just answered the phone, so I'll say good morning for him. But you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. This is KKZZ 1400, and we are celebrating Friday together, and Kim will be back next week. She is off on a family obligation, and she'll be back.
Good morning, guys.
There you are, Jacob.
Here I am.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Just getting ready for finals. I already took two more to go, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
High on caffeine, so.
Well, I'm not looking forward to that. My kids don't take finals till January, but they have that, you know, everybody trying to force a test in the last week before the holiday season.
Why do teachers do that?
I don't know.
There's enough stress with the Christmas shopping and everything. And
there now really is. Not only that, you know, and then this year, because Christmas is on a Sunday? No, Monday. No, Sunday.
Sunday.
Christmas is on a Sunday, so they get the entire week before Christmas off, which is fabulous for them. But for mothers who have to still get their stuff done, it's awful.
It's really bad.
I'm telling
Very
you.
Very difficult.
You know, 3 or 4 days before Christmas is fine, but when you have them to have literally 10 days before Christmas off,
because you have them at home.
The 2 weekends, it's a mess.
I don't remember that. My kids are out of high school now, so I don't remember that it, you know, I had those 2 weeks.
Well, this is my, I'm on with Kim once a week. And so I've said before, I have twins that are seniors in high school, and then I have a junior in high school. So I have them, boom, boom, boom. And everything we do this year, I feel like, okay, this is the last year. This is the last year all of them will be in the house.
Right.
So it's like super intensely important. And I don't know. I think I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself.
This is my first year that my oldest son won't be with us for Christmas.
Oh, my God. Won't be with you at Christmas at all.
He won't be home for Christmas.
Oh. You have to put a big family-sized picture of him on the table.
I know. We're going to celebrate Christmas with him in January, but...
Yeah, I remember two years ago.
Oh, Kim is texting me. I forgot to tell her we got in the studio. So she's probably in a complete panic. But.
We're in the studio now, Kim.
Yeah, exactly. Well, gosh, this is the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm Marcia Hively, and thank you for being with us today. And we're going to have a lot of fun. It's Fun Friday, and we're going to try to make this as fun and light as possible. I know we're all had a stressful week, and we're going into the weekend, and we really don't want any stress in our life, right?
Yep. So, and there's a lot of giveaways, so you guys want to stay tuned. So.
Woohoo! Well, Jacob, why don't you tell us about at least one of them?
Okay, well, we have, as you all know, it's usually Giovanni here on Fridays, but he's not in here as well. He's at an event. But we have free tickets for a bowling game, a $50 gift card for the Elephant Bar, and more. So we're going to have some trivia questions for you guys, so you guys want to stay tuned. So
stay tuned, and when it's time to call, we'll tell you. And our phone number, just so you can write it down ahead of time, is 805-639-0008, or 0008, 639-0008.
So, Marcia, what do we have for the
today's show? Well, it's a great show today. First, we have Lauren Rubis, and he is going to talk about job stress. And worried about money? You may need this book. Okay, his book is called The Character Triangle. So even though we're going to have a light day, we're also going to talk about how to get rid of some stress, which is probably a great idea. And our second person is Todd. I knew how to say this.
Scarborough
before I got on the radio. But Todd Scarborough, and he is going to tell us how to beat the holiday cheat season. I need that.
Don't we all?
You know, Kim had a little thing last night. We have once a month or whatever, and everybody brought comfort food. Mm-hmm. And nobody brought a salad, which was like, we were all like, okay, where was our mind? It's cool, and we all want comfort food. And if you go to too many parties like that, you're going to end up comforting yourself into 10 pounds. So,
yeah, but that's part of the fun.
I don't know.
Part of the fun to get to eat all that good stuff.
Yeah, I don't like the fun on New Year's Day when you're like realizing you really overindulged. But yeah. So he's going to help us with that. And then our third guest, it's Pack Day. We're going to have 200 ways to be happy. I so like this idea because sometimes you just need something new. It's Sophie Keller, and you know, she'll give us a lot of ideas on how to be happy. So,
I'm excited for that.
Me too. So we are here at KKZZ with Kim Pagano Show, and I am here, Marsha Hively, with Christine Olson and Jacob on the board. And should we give a trivia question?
Why don't we just hold on for them a little longer? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So today is my baking day.
What does that mean?
Well, every year I love to bake. Well, if you've ever listened to me on the show, I do love to cook, and I don't bake a lot because I don't want the stuff in my home. But every year I do bake a lot of Christmas cookies and either give them to my families and friends Our church does this great thing. We have a cookie exchange, and then what we do is everybody brings cookies, and then we buy back our cookies. I know that sounds funny, but we go get little boxes. And then we sell them back. You donate $5, and then you can buy a dozen cookies and give them away.
Nice.
And then that money goes to charity. And this year, we're raising money for the city in Missouri that was destroyed during the hurricane. Is it Joplin?
Joplin, yes.
Yeah, and I guess 90% of their schools were completely destroyed.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're going to school. The kids are going to school in the mall, in, you know, a hall. And all the classes together. So one of the women that goes to our church is from there, and she was telling us about the need. And so all the money we raise on this is going to that.
That is so nice.
So I love it because I can bake all I want for 2 days, and then I take it to church and give it away. So I don't have the cookies in my house.
What kind of cookies? Anything special?
Well, you know, my favorite Christmas cookie. And why you only? Okay, why do you have a favorite cookie that you only bake once a year?
It's true. I don't know.
So I think it's because you can only get it once a year. I like the ones that are the peanut butter ones with the chocolate kiss in them.
Oh, those are good.
Chocolate blossoms.
Yes, those are good.
I love those.
I like the sugar cookies and the frosting, the powdered sugar frosting.
Yeah.
Now, I only do that once a year.
Yeah, well, they're a pain. I can see why you only do that once a year.
But they're so good.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. I was going to say funny. Okay, so our first guest is on the radio. Are you there?
I sure am. How are you?
And I'm great. This is Marsha. Do you pronounce your first name Lauren?
I do.
Okay, Lauren Rubis, and he wrote a book called Character Triangle. Why don't you tell us about it?
So the Character Triangle is a personal habit system and guide that connects the three values of accountability, respect, and abundance into a system I call the Character Triangle.
I love that. Accountability, respect, and abundance. So how do we use that?
Well, I think the most important thing is to recognize that it's very helpful to have a personal guide around your daily life, both at work, obviously, and just as an extension of that. And when you have a framework to think about how you think and act at work, then it provides a basis for being able to continue to evolve and grow. And I believe that when you do that, when you apply these particular values individually and collectively, that you have an impact, you build character, and inspire others.
I absolutely agree. And I also think that respect is one of the things that we should use the most and we least think about. Because if you treat somebody respectfully, they will end up treating you respectfully. And everybody, it's a win-win. Everybody gets what they want.
Yeah, right. And I really encourage people to start from a perspective of self around the character triangle. So I think when you can really work on self-respect as the foundation, when you start to treat yourself the way you then would like others to treat you, but if you start treating yourself that way, then I think you have a much stronger foundation to bring respect to other people. And I think at one level, like, people can take a more superficial look at respect and say that I understand that and I recognize what that value is. But I think when people step back a little bit, we may have become a little bit numb to what really respect is about.
Wow. You know, I've always told my kids that it all starts with respecting yourself as far as actions towards others, but also actions towards yourself and a healthy living style, that you have to have respect for yourself. So,
yeah, exactly. And, you know, the one of the definition I try to encourage people to think about is that the root of respect is to look again. And I think we have to allow ourselves to look at ourselves continually, that when we think about ourselves as evolving, that in some ways that's our purpose in life. When we allow ourselves to look again and we say, you know, we may have a particular perspective, but if we commit to looking at ourselves and growing, then we listen better, not only to ourselves and to others. And I think that becomes the framework for connecting the other two values of accountability and abundance.
Yeah, I like that.
Right. So how do we use abundance?
Well, I think abundance is the context of, first of all, accepting that generosity ought to be a way of life. There are people that have a mental framework where they think about having what they have and want to build on that. And then I find that some people sometimes getting stuck in the world of lack, that they think about what they lack. And I think when you start thinking about, you know, what you're missing or what you lack more, and you kind of concentrate that and you sort of accept that and you become almost seduced into accepting that as a way that things are, then I think you get stuck there. But when you think about what you have and then wanting to be generous off that base, I think it brings you more to actually being able to acquire more things that are important around you, not necessarily material things, but more of relationships that are constructive and other things that really build your character.
Or service, like volunteering.
Sure,
and
I think anytime you give, you get back much more, so much more than you actually gave.
Yeah, and you know, and I think, when I talk about the work context, I think people sometimes think that that's a limiting environment for that. You know, you can get people that, you know, when somebody's a great salesperson, for example, and they're just being exceptional in achieving their targets, some people will respond that way in a very abundant way. They'll recognize that and say, you know, when that person's successful, it validates my ability to be successful. And they use that as a basis to learn, to benchmark, to learn, to make themselves better. There are other people sometimes that get seduced into minimizing. Oh, that person just has the best territory, or, you know, the boss likes that person more. Or they've got it. Oh, and so I think that's the difference between abundancy and scarcity.
Wow. And I think this is a great season to really reflect on that and think about what you have in your life that is abundant and not get caught up in the what I need to get and what I want to have, and really find joy in what you already do have in your life.
And, you know, and I think the more that you have to actually work at it and practice it, and it's one of the things that I really encourage people to do when they read the book is to think, look, when you think about a sports environment or a music environment, any other environment, being a great radio host or anything, it takes practice. You have to observe where you're
sure.
at, have the skill to be self-aware, and then have a framework, and then you have to practice it. So, I think you have to practice being accountable.
Absolutely.
I agree, too. I tell that to my kids all the time. It's like anything. You have to practice.
You do, and it sounds a bit tedious and a bit difficult, but really, in some ways, it's enormously rewarding when you can recognize, you know, everything is a process. And I think when people start to realize, you know, everything is a process, and process leads to results.
Right. We're talking to Lauren Rubis, and he wrote The Character Triangle, and we're on the Kim Pagano Show today, this morning on Friday. And we're happy to be here today. So why don't you tell us about how accountability works into it?
Well, accountability is something that people like to have others do a lot of times. I encourage people, and I think that sometimes that's important. You know, particularly I'm the CEO of this company, and sometimes I hear managers talk about, boy, I'm going to hold those other people accountable. And, you know, of course, there's a place for that. But it can be sometimes a seductive excuse for not coming from the most important base, and that's self-accountability.
Right.
When people come to a discussion with the view that the person that they want to improve the most in the current situation they're in is themselves, dialogue begins to change. And so I encourage people to come together with each person saying, you know what, I am going to hold myself most accountable. So let me give you an example. If one of my salespeople is, or my VP of sales, struggling and we're not making our numbers. If I come from the perspective of holding him or her accountable, then I'm immediately sort of on the offensive on that, and that person is very difficult not to be on the defensive. If I come to that discussion going, you know, what the first place I come from is what can I do and how can I help this person be more successful? And they come to that same discussion with that same framework, immediately the mindset and the dialogue begins to change.
Absolutely.
So you have tips in your book, obviously, on how to practice this.
I do.
Yeah.
Why don't you give us...
Because I really think it's so important. Again, I think those three values on the surface, you can go, oh, you know, I know about accountability, respect, and abundance. But I challenge everybody when you go and really start to become more self-aware. Mm-hmm. Do you really do that? You know, it's interesting. I travel a lot. And when I watch people just behave on airplanes, and I think about respect and abundance, for example... And I know those people on those airplanes are constructive, positive people, but almost become numb to each other. You know, when you just do something simple like help somebody take their luggage and get it up in that top rack, it's amazing.
Right.
Wow. It's amazing what happens. And it's a small act of generosity. It doesn't cost anything. Kindness is free.
And yeah,
isn't that true?
But you have to be aware. You have to be aware of your surroundings, aware of yourself, and aware of your own behavior in order to take that action.
Well, that's terrific. And on that note, where can we find your book?
You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can find it for your Kindle, your iPad, or any other, or your Nook, or any other electronic device. Or you can buy it hardcover through the same venues, your independent bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or on my website, laurenrubis.com.
And it's The Character Triangle. And thank you so much for being here. This is very valuable.
Hey, you're very
welcome.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you and all your listeners.
Happy holidays
to you,
too.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye for now.
Bye. Now we have Giovanni on the phone, and he's going to give away something.
Hello, Giovanni.
Good morning, Ventura. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, this is Giovanni with DanceSimiValley.com and Simi Valley Night Out. I wasn't able to make it today, but I thought I'd still call in and give away some free stuff.
Well, thanks for calling.
No problem. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Did you bring your own trivia question, or were you using ours?
You know, you can use yours, and what I'm going to do is I'm just going to tell you what I have for you today, and then you guys can come up with any question you'd like, as long as it's going to be fun and exciting.
Great.
Okay.
Well, today I have a $50 gift certificate to a party at the arena, which is in Simi Valley. It's a great place to go if you're looking for a nightclub, entertainment, or any kind of sports bar, or any kind of entertainment in that way. The arena, $50 gift certificate. And then I also have two gift certificates for two games of bowling at Harley Simi Bowl. So these are great prizes or gifts for the Christmas season coming up, or even for your own personal family.
Hey, this is a great thing to do on a day you've got your kids at home, and you're like, what should we do today? Let's go bowling.
Yeah.
You can go bowling. Like I said, I just wanted to call in and make sure that your listeners are getting some value today through DanceSimiValley.com. And I will definitely be there next Friday, and I have some great, amazing gifts for next Friday. So make sure everybody listens in, just like they should do every Monday through Friday. But next Friday is going to be very exciting. So.
Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem. You guys have a wonderful morning. You guys are doing amazing.
You do. You too. You do, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, Jacob. So what is our question for the day?
So our question is going to be, how many days do we have till Christmas Day?
So all you have to do is count here.
Yes. So we'll take our first caller.
Great. So. And this is going to be for the gift certificate to the arena that he just talked about.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. And this is the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Marcia Hively. I'm in for Kim today. And I'm here with Christine Olson and Jacob.
Hello.
And we actually do have our next guest on the line.
Okay.
Todd.
Okay. Todd Scarsborough. And he is How to Beat the Holiday Cheat Season. And boy, do I need this.
Todd, are you there?
Yes, I am. And it's everyone needs it. So
I'll tell you, I guess the average weight gain during the holidays is 7 pounds or something.
Is that right?
Through that process of Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, the average weight is around anywhere from 5 to 7. Literally, people can put on 2 pounds in a day. If you eat 7,000 to 10,000 calories, which most people do during these events, by the time you calculate drinks and dinner and appetizers.
Did you just say 7,000 to 10,000 calories?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness.
Not adjust your radio dial there. That is...
Oh, my word.
And two pounds a day? 2 pounds?
Yeah. 2 pounds. Well,
oh, my goodness.
2,500 calories to maintain your body weight. The average normal person, 2,000 to 25, that's 7,500 calories. And think about this, 3,500 calories equals a pound of fat. So literally people are gaining 2 pounds at a shot here. And you do that a couple of three times a year, which we do. The next thing you know, you're looking at 40 and 50 pounds. So the way to do it, and here's how I tell my clients, you don't want to go to these events and eat, sit in the corner and eat broccoli and granola, obviously.
Right.
But what you do is eat small amounts, and that's really the key to weight loss, is smaller meals and more frequent meals. I scream at my people, if you don't eat the way I tell you, you're not going to lose weight. And here's the way to do it, and this is a not a big fanfare. It doesn't need a lot of hype and marketing hype, which a lot of these diets get. It's smaller meals, eating good food, cut out all your junk, all the sugars and all the processed stuff. Eat good plate lunches, small amounts of it at a time, and eat about four to five times a day. So when you go to these events like this, you can have all of the dressing and the turkey and everything else. Just eat small amounts. And I tell my people, take some Tupperware containers. Eat a small amount there and pack about two or three more for the rest of the day or the next day. So that way you'll get to enjoy this over a day or two as opposed to plowing down 10,000 calories sitting on the couch and falling asleep for 4 hours, you know?
Wow. Well, I tell you, that scares me.
Well, yeah, and it's a challenge during this time of year because you are so busy. So to eat smaller amounts more frequently throughout the day when we're moving around,
yeah, I think what you're telling us is never go into a situation hungry.
Yes, and never go into a day unprepared with your food. You know, the beauty of these events, that all this food sitting out in front of you with a Tupperware container, is that you can just start sticking things in there and make your meals for the next two or three meals, for that matter. And what I tell my clients to do is either at night or in the morning, you need to give me about an hour prep time. Go ahead and prep your meals. I've got personally a very high tolerance for monotony, and so I just cook the same thing and eat the same thing throughout the entire day and change it up the next day. You can cook bigger meals. These supper meals generally turn out to be the biggest meal of the day for Americans. I say go ahead and cook that supper meal and cook the amount you normally cook, but then in turn divide it into containers, about four or five containers, put it in the fridge and take it to work with you.
Now, first I thought you meant take Tupperware to a party.
I was going to ask, can you imagine
going to a party and you put a little on your plate and then you go around with Tupperware?
I kind of thought I heard that the same way as well.
Okay, here with...
Take those containers, go in there, fill up another container. So that way you're not tempted to eat all of it at one shot.
Yeah.
Really, if you think about it, that's what's getting us fat.
Yeah, exactly.
We go through the day, most of the day without food, and then we put an enormous amount of food on our plate at night. 70% of the calories are eaten by Americans from 6 to 10, 70% of their daily calories. And the way they fatten up the sumus is the same way.
In Japan,
they let them sit most of the day without any food and then feed them about 6,000 calories at a shot. That's how they get these guys 300 and 400 pounds. And if you look, we're the sumu diet's working very well for us, too. Here
we're here with Todd Scarsborough, and he wrote How to Beat the Holiday Cheat Season. And we have a winner on the phone right now who's won the $50 gift certificate to the arena. Can you tell us the answer to our question?
Hello.
Hi. How many days till Christmas?
16.
Woohoo! Yay! She can add. You just won a gift certificate to the arena for $50. Thank you so much.
And
Congratulations. Your name is?
Yvonne.
Okay, oh, Yvonne, thank you for calling. And Todd Scarsborough, who's on the phone with us, is go and be reasonable at the restaurant. Eat something reasonable.
I love to eat.
Is it not interesting how when you see the fattest people in America, they're at a Chinese buffet in most cases? And these buffets generally get us in trouble because it's almost like a circus sideshow. You know, all you can eat, they should put a sign up to say, you know, challenge you. How much can you eat in one sitting? So it's really not the way to eat. I tell all of my clients, you cannot eat that way anymore. You must go back to small meals, good food, cut out your junk. And I've had literally, guys, 10 people over the past year lose 100 pounds. I've had 10 of my clients lose 100 pounds over the past year. And just by changing the way they eat, what they eat, of course, mm-hmm. but the way they eat in particular. And I tell them all, I say, you're half the man you used to be now.
So. Wow. and what I'm looking at the notes on you, and what does omega-3 have to do with any of this?
Omega-3, interestingly enough, we used to think fat got us fat. And now we're understanding there's fats out there that can actually help the weight loss process. And omega-3, the first thing we understand now about people who are overweight, if you're over fat, you're also over-inflamed. And if you're over-inflamed, these hormones like leptin, adiponectin, insulin, that are there to help you with the weight loss process, cannot make connection with the cell, cannot get the message across because the cell wall is inflamed. So the first thing we have to do in order to assist the body to lose weight is to actually take in a fat, these essential fats, and bring down the inflammation and allow the body to kind of self-correct.
And there's all kinds of different ones. What do you suggest, or how do we
weed
through
that? I was just going to ask, what's the best way to get that?
Well, you know, you could do like your grandmother used to give you that tablespoon of cod liver oil that you used to run from when you were a kid.
No, my grandmother did a lot of things, but she never did that.
Oh, my granny gave it to me every time I was there, and we hated seeing her. Then she'd want us to kiss her, you know, at 90 with stuffing around. So, but it was. But the one thing about it now, the way I tell everybody that I talk to, make sure that you take a good, high-quality fish oil. You want to make sure you get a good one. Most of the time, the price is reflecting of that, so you have to go with a little higher-priced product.
Mm-hmm.
Then taste it. If you're swallowing a pill, you don't know what's in there until it breaks loose. A rancid oil, guys, is terrible for the body. A lot of these oils on the market today are rancid. They're old, they're oxidized, and they're damaging to the body. They're not medicine. But you take good oils that taste good. That's the best way to tell, is how it tastes. That's the way you tell freshness.
And is there how do you taste a pill? You're not talking about pills. You're talking about taking a tablespoon of something?
Tablespoon, but also liquid. These pills, they have liquid oil in the middle of them. Bite it open.
Bite it open. You know,
that bottle.
I took fish oil for a while, and I kept burping up salmon.
and the reason
it was
why
awful.
Was the oil in there was rancid, and a rancid oil will do that. It will cause you to belch.
Well,
but a good oil doesn't.
And somebody told me, put them in the freezer. Actually, a doctor told me this. Put them in the freezer, and they metabolize slightly slower, so it gets past the part of your body that can taste it. So, you know,
That's an interesting thought. It's not necessarily going to help the freshness of that product. It may get it past you, and really, you don't want to get a rancid oil past you. Your body is designed. In fact, if you were to take that capsule that you were taking and bite it open, you would instantly spit it out because the taste buds that are there says, no, thank you, this is not supposed to be here. So that's why I always have my clients bite that capsule open, taste that oil, and make sure it's fresh in there. If it's rancid, get your money back. Go get another oil.
Todd, I have a question. Like, if you gain weight during the holidays, you know, let's say you gain 5 pounds or 7 pounds, and you then lose it come January, February, is that unhealthy to do? I mean, is it okay to enjoy ourselves a little bit during this time, as long as we get back to the routine of things?
Yes, definitely. As long as you keep that New Year's resolution, it's no problem. And it's not necessarily harmful to the body if a normal, average person was to put on 5 pounds and then take off 5 pounds. No, that's not a problem. But what we have in this country are people who are 70, 80, 90 pounds overweight. They certainly can't afford to put on any more weight. So, but yeah, the average person, it's with me, I'm the same way. I really don't necessarily pay attention to my calorie intake. I eat like I want to. I'm an athlete, so I just eat what I want to.
Nice.
But there is times my wife will look at me as I'm changing my shirt and she'll just stare at my waistline. She won't say anything. She just and I go, what? And she goes, nothing. And so I instantly know that, I may do. And I look in the mirror and I go, yeah, I've got a little extra there. I need to.
So, Todd,
all you have to do there is adjust.
We need to take a little break here. Can you stay with us for a few minutes?
Sure, I will. You bet.
Okay, thank
Great,
you.
Thanks.
We'll be right back.
If I Johnny, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to invite you to listen to my show, The Kim Pagano Show.
Join us weekday mornings at 8 to listen to The Kim Pagano Show. Kim talks about everything from beauty and health to giving you tips and tricks for living a beautiful and passionate lifestyle. We interview experts from an array of industries and talk about their personal journeys about marriage, finances, kids, recipes, fitness, and everything in between, adding value every day in every way. Kim's a hair therapist and a mother of four, and so much more. You can tune in. Call in. Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 9 a.m. and again in the afternoons from 3 to 4 p.m. Get your daily dose of Kim on The Kim Pagano Show right here on AM 1400 KKZZ.
Good morning. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. This is Marcia Hively. I'm in for Kim today. I'm here with Christine Olson.
Good morning.
And Jacob. And we have Todd Scarsborough on the phone, and he is talking about how to beat the holiday cheat season.
With food.
Still there, Todd?
Cheating with food.
Yes. Well, yeah. The food cheating
the
season.
The food cheating.
I'm spoiling everybody's party here, I know, but it really beats, again, trying to eat these bland foods. You can have these holiday foods. It's just portion control. And literally, it goes back to that as far as losing weight on a daily basis is portion control.
Sure.
Christine had a question for you.
I do. I have a question about the fish oil again, because I've been hearing a lot about the bad quality of fish. Like, the fish are polluted, the waters are polluted, and it can be dangerous to have fish oils if you're not really sure where the fish is coming from. How do you protect yourselves against...
That's a great point. And trying to eat and rely on fish from the ocean for your daily omega needs is not a good option, mainly because the cost, it would break you, number one, to try to do that. And secondly, the impurities, as you say. But the impurities, when you're talking a good high-quality oil, they're not there. They process all of the impurities out. So it's important to get a very high-quality omega-3 that's not only fresh, but also pure, and the only way to get that is to go to a company that you can rely on that is a good company that processes a good oil.
So you have a company called Nordic Naturals, and they have pharmaceutical-grade fish oil. Explain that.
A pharmaceutical grade is basically a bar that's set by the industry that you have to attain certain levels of quality to be considered a pharmaceutical grade. Nordic is that. That's the reason I partnered with these guys. They have a tremendous product. And again, a good fresh oil omega-3 is so therapeutic to the body. It does so many things as far as to the brain and to the heart and for the skin and for weight loss and nerves and ADD and ADHD and all of these things. But whenever it comes to a rancid oil, you can take that same product and turn it rancid, oxidize it, heat it too much, whatever, and it becomes a rancid oil, which is actually toxic to the body.
And
so
should
make
these
sure that you get a good high quality.
Should these pills be kept in the refrigerator after you open them?
No, the pills are fine. Any type of liquid should be kept in the fridge, and you have a time limit on those. As soon as you bust that cap, the oxygen every time you pour it out goes back into the bottle. You have about 30 to 45 days to use those before it starts to go rancid.
Okay.
But yeah, the capsules are fine sitting on the shelf.
So this, you really want to research and make sure you're getting the high quality. You're going to invest a little money, but it's going to be worth it in the long run.
And how do our listeners get a hold of you or find your products?
Well, NordicNaturals.com is the website for the fish oil. They have actually free samples there as well. There's a button you can click on in the upper right-hand corner to get free samples. Your listeners can. Hmm. But to get in touch with me, it's BetterAsYouAge.com is my website. BetterAsYouAge.com. I'm 47, and I'm still beating the young kids in competition. So
Kim Pagano is on Facebook. Can you friend us, and then we'll link your page to hers?
Yes, definitely. I would love that. In fact, if you guys can just say, I'm there. If you can contact me, then I'll contact you, and then we'll do that. I'd love to do that. I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook, but I have a lot of friends.
Yeah. Okay, and you did do bodybuilding competitions.
Yes, and just recently, my last one was in October of last year. 180 kids on a regional show, beat all of them except one.
Wow.
And he beat me by a point. He's a 28-year-old kid. All of them were in their 20s, and I'm 47. And I beat
them
all.
You're so
old. They kept calling me old man. And
right.
When I beat them, I turned to them and asked them who their daddy was.
Well, thank you, Todd Scarsborough. And again, this was How to Beat the Holiday Cheat Season. And thank you so much for coming on the show.
You bet, guys.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Well, wow. A lot to think about.
Very interesting.
You know,
yeah.
I'm going to go buy some good fish oil. I mean, how could it hurt?
No, it can't, but you do have to be careful. Really have to be cautious, and it seemed like he was making that point very clear, too.
Right.
There's just a lot of pollutants out there.
Some things are worth spending a little money for and getting the best product available. And it sounds like this is one of them. Why even take it if you're not going to buy the best product?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So we have our next trivia question.
Okay.
What is it, Marcia?
So our next trivia question is floral related, since I'm a florist. What plant do we commonly use for Christmas that is really a summer plant, and we force it to be big, bright, and red during the Christmas time?
Okay. So we'll take our first caller.
I'll say it again. What plant, and I did this on my head, so that we use for Christmas that is actually a summer plant, tropical summer plant, that we force to be big, bright, and red over Christmas. Okay. So, gosh, I have a couple. We were talking about making cookies a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Storing cookies is always an issue. If you make a lot of cookies.
How do you store them?
Well, parchment paper is my best friend. So if you get any kind of Tupperware, or a lot of people like those tin tins, you know, the Christmas
cookie
decorated
tins,
Christmas
that
cookie
you buy
tins.
Like,
right. You just want to separate the cookies. So you put a layer of cookies and put parchment in between and then put another layer of cookies. And any time that you have cookies on top of each other, the moisture will deteriorate the cookies. So there's my quick
Can you freeze them
in
the Tupperware?
Some cookies are better frozen than others. But a lot of times you can make the dough and freeze it and then defreeze it and cook it. Or you can freeze the cookies and thaw them out.
I always eat them.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'd like to freeze them.
Okay, our next caller is on the phone. And Sophie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning,
Sophie. You have a beautiful
little
accent.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And we are talking about 200 ways to be happy. We all need that.
We all do. Exactly, we do need 200 ways to be happy. But, they're divided up, really. I wrote these four books, and they've just come out. How happy is your marriage? How happy is your home? How happy is your health? And how happy is your love life?
Wow.
And there are 50 tips in each of the books, so 50 ways in each to be happy. And at the beginning, You have, I've put a fun and very revealing quiz in which when you do the quiz, it'll direct you to the tips that you will need the most in your own life. So I've made it so that you can personalize it for yourself. And the goal is really for people who can't afford a happiness expert, life coach, which is what I am, that I could help people who can't afford one, which is most of us. And so that's what I did. I tailor-made these books so that you could do the quiz and then go to the tips that are, you know, really
appropriate for what for you.
And this is, and all the tips are very actionable, so they're very, it's very easy to use, and you know there's things that you do, you know, simple things that are going to make the difference to your marriage or to your health or to your love life, if you're single, or to your home.
That's great. This is Sophie Keller, and she's written 200 Ways to Be Happy, fun tips on how to be happier in your love life, home, marriage, and more. And she is with the Huffington Post happiness columnist. Wow. How do you bring happiness into your own life every day?
Well, for me, happiness is a state of being. So I come from a place of being happy, and then whatever I do or have is on top of that. So
do you think we all make a choice to be happy or not? Or are you just naturally a happy person?
Yes and no. I think that a lot of it depends on what we're saying to ourselves, our internal voice. If you've got an internal voice that is negative or one that is positive, and if you have an internal voice that is negative, my suggestion is just, you know, be aware of what you're saying to yourself. Whether it's, you know, I'm not good enough, or she's this, or whatever the negative things that you're saying are, because that is going to directly affect how you feel. Because a thought always, you know, the thought always often comes before the feeling. So, you know, if you can check on your internal voice and what you're saying to yourself. And in fact, a good thing to do is if you find that you're saying something negative, is imagine that sentence up in front of you in front of your eyes and cross it out with a big red marker, put it behind your left shoulder, and then say what you want.
Right, visualize it.
Yeah, so shift it around, because if you can start to shift your internal voice, your life is going to be happier. That's just one way of how you can shift how you approach the eyes with which you approach the world.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
I've heard, hi, it's Christine.
Hi.
Hi, Sophie. I've heard that the mind or your brain, when you give yourself negative thoughts, the mind cannot distinguish the difference between truth and fiction. So if you're lying to yourself, it'll determine that to be true, because it doesn't know the difference.
Yes.
So that's why negativity can be so harmful.
Yes, and the interesting thing, if you say that something like using the words like "I don't want to smoke," for instance, the mind crosses out the negative. So it just hears.
I want to smoke.
And so,
that's interesting.
When you focus more on what you do want rather than what you don't want, it does make a very big difference.
Very interesting. It does
take an enormous amount of awareness to change how you think in order to become happier. And, you know, like I said, I'm a great believer in nothing that you can do. For instance, you know, when we're human beings, we're not human doings, and we're not human havings. And the Western world has this thought of, you know, well, when I have a house, then I'm going to be happy.
Right.
Or when I have a partner, then I'm going to be happy.
Right.
My suggestion is, what would happen if you come from the place of being happy as we're human beings, and then see what happens from there?
You know, that really goes along with Kim Pagano. This is the Kim Pagano Show, and her motto is bringing value to your life every day in every way. And, you know, it's interesting because when I say that to myself going through the week and I either listen to her show or I think about my friend Kim, I really think that she has changed in a lot of ways, changed me, because I'm not a negative person, but I'm not an ultra positive person either.
Yeah.
But if you really think about going into life and bringing value, if does this bring value to your life, bring value to your life, it really does change your mindset.
It does. And also, you know, what gets you up in the morning? I know that what gets me up in the morning is making a difference.
Right.
I feel that I'm going to make a difference. And when I wrote, how happy is your marriage? How happy is your love life? How happy is your home? And how happy is your health? That I knew that I was going to be making an even bigger impact than I had already, that everything, the stakes were getting higher, that I was that now I could make more of a difference to more people with these books.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, that if you know, I think that's one of the keys. Are you making a difference in the world? Do you feel that your life is, you know, that you're making a contribution? And the other thing is do you feel that you're expressing yourself as much as you, creatively, as much as you can be? Are you using yourself fully? Are you using your gifts and abilities as much as you can? Because that's also something that is going to make you happy.
Right. So let's just talk about one of the books, and let's talk about marriage. So the you have a quiz at the beginning, and, and what kind of questions are on the quiz?
Okay, well, the questions are, for instance, do you feel heard and completely understood by your partner? Okay?
Okay.
Is anybody going to answer yes? I don't know. I mean, I think everybody feels misunderstood at times.
Right. Not always.
Not always, but yeah.
But yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll answer on some things yes and others no.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think it's about your own communication, whether you're communicating what you want.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you know what? I love this. You put, so whether you want tips on how to make a marriage last forever. I remember I dated a guy years and years and years ago before I ever met my husband. And we were very serious. We dated for, I don't know, 7 years. And I finally realized he, when we were talk about marriage, he only thought about marriage in a 5-year commitment.
Right.
You know, you know, he really kind of thought about, we'll be married 5 years and then we'll reevaluate whether we're happy here.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So we had totally different views on what marriage was.
Correct.
And that's when I laughed. You know, yes. I said, like, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
But
well, absolutely.
You do need to know that you're both in it for life. And once you have that mindset that, yes, this is going to last forever, it changes how you deal with the situation because you don't have that out plan. And I'm not talking about marriages that have abuse or anything terrible or awful in them. But if you really married somebody for love and, you know, that you look at it differently. It's like, we're here. It's not we're stuck here. We're here. We made this commitment to each other. I remember asking my dad one time, because my parents were married 54 years before my mom died. And I asked him, how do you make it work? And he said, my father was a fairly religious person, but he said, I married your mother in the eyes of God. And that commitment to me made it through the times that I was not liking her.
Right.
You know,
right.
the moments I didn't
when
like your mother.
They weren't always happy. Because in a marriage, you're not always happy, right?
Well, happy is a weird state of mind, yeah.
Well, I mean, I can sort of disagree with that, whether you're not always happy. That depends on the marriage. But what you're talking about is when you make a decision to be together long term, you're holding your vision of what you want, which means that, and you're handling what's in front of you, which means that, you know, do you pick your partner up on absolutely everything, you know, or do you choose your battles wisely? How do you communicate? If you can keep in mind the long term plan that you want to be, you know, pass away quietly in your sleep in your late 90s in a Mediterranean fishing village.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Keep that in your mind's eye. And what do you need to do in order to get there? You know, how do you bring out the best in each other? How do you listen to each other?
Right.
You know, how do you let go of being right all the time with each other, you know, and make it more important that your relationship works.
Well, I think sometimes people use the word happy as, you know, a scapegoat in the fact that, we're not always gleeful in our marriage.
Right.
But happy is a totally different thing.
That's what I meant when I said, like, we're not, you know, happy constantly, but at some point in the day, most every day, I can have moments happiness.
You can be mad at somebody even if you're happy
with
them. All right. Well, like, Sophie Kelly, thank you so much for coming. Can you tell us how to get your books?
Yeah, you can get them on either howhappyis.com. You can get them in Barnes & Noble. You can get them on Amazon, and you'll be able to get them in the airports in a few weeks' time. But if you want to buy them, they're great gifts for Christmas because they're a beautiful size, and they're under $10, and I did that again on purpose. So
that makes me happy.
Yeah.
when you buy for people, you know, whether you spend $10, $20, $30, or $40 to buy one, two, three, or four, you know that you're going to be really making a difference to your friends or family's life by buying these books and having a great discussion about the content and doing the quizzes. So you can now buy them everywhere, and you can go on to howhappyis.com and you'll find the books and more information and articles that I've written and videos.
Thank you so much, Sophie Keller, for being here, and we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Complete pleasure. God bless.
God bless you.
The dawn is breaking. A light shining through. You're barely waking. And I'm tangled up in you. Yeah.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Why are you so shy? Ain't like you to hold.
Good morning. This is the Kim Pagano Show. You're listening to Marcia Hively and Christine Olson and Jacob.
Hello.
On the board. He said hello, but he didn't come on.
Yep.
So nobody called in for our last question, and it was poinsettia. So what I'm going to do is, we have 4 minutes to the end of the show, and we are giving away 2 tickets to Harley Bowl. So if someone calls in, we'll do a little quick Christmas gift and give you the tickets.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Is it poinsettia or poinsettia?
It's both.
Oh.
Either way is fine. So poinsettias are supposed to be a summer flower, and we force them to be at Christmas time so that we have big red flowers at Christmas. And they are poisonous, and that's just a thing to tell you all. Don't let your animals eat them.
Don't let the dogs eat them.
And if your animals are ones that eat everything, put them somewhere that they won't get to them. Or your cats, like my cat's into everything. So, okay, so the mommy moment for the day. Kim gave me a mommy moment. It's, regardless of your current circumstances, you are in charge of creating your own future. So,
brilliant.
And we hope that's true.
Yes.
You know, the great thing about that is, if you're not happy with your circumstances, remember, you can always change them.
That's right.
Life is fluid.
That's right.
Breathe. We have had a whole hour together, and I thank you so much for listening to us and tuning in. And Kim will be back next week. And to Kim, who I'm sure is tuning in from time to time, hope everything went well, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Kim. Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you, Christine,
so
for coming in
fun.
And being my
thank
friend
you guys.
On the
course.
Radio.
Anytime.
Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you. You're welcome. So we're off, guys. Have a great weekend.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume, for a smile they can share.